Thank you, Elaine. Our next few stories include a scam warning about your council tax, an award for a trainee 999 call handler, and a Coronation Street star appearing in a Norwich pantomime. People living in Norfolk have been warned about a council tax scam offering them a refund. Norfolk Training Standards said people were being targeted by cold callers claiming that you are in the wrong council tax band and then requesting bank account details to give a refund. Training Standards officers said calls had been reported by concerned residents to King's Lynn and West Norfolk Borough Council, but it is likely they were being received much more widely across the county. People are being urged not to give or confirm any details and hang up, as no council would ask for bank details for council tax payments via a cold call. People can report suspicious phone calls and emails to Citizens Advice Consumer Helpline on free phone 0808 223 1133.
A man who received a devastating cancer diagnosis late last year has announced plans to host a charity fundraiser at a popular city pub. Norwich local Gavin Lefty Wright, 56, said his world fell apart when he was diagnosed with liver cancer and given just months to live. The news left him shattered and crying daily. "It was devastating for me and my family," he said. "I felt trapped and I just couldn't pull myself out. But then I had this sudden realization that helping others helped me to feel better." As a result, Gavin decided to organise a charity fundraising day at the Garden House pub off Pembroke Road. It will take place on Saturday, July the 29th from 11 a.m. and all proceeds will be donated to Cancer Research UK. A subsequent quiz night will also be held on Monday, July the 31st from 8 p.m. "The event is free and anyone can come along," said Gavin. "You don't even have to donate. There will be a range of activities, including a barbecue, magician and a raffle."
A Norwich 999 call handler has been hailed as a lifesaver after she talked a young girl down from a bridge while still in training. Carla Brightman was still being monitored by a senior operator when she received the call from the girl who told her she had been self-harming and was standing on the edge of a bridge. The situation was made even more difficult by the fact the girl's phone had just 4% of battery life left. Carla has now received the Chief Officer Commendation, one of just 131 in the UK, after she was celebrated at an East of England Ambulance Service Trust ceremony on July the 4th. At the event, she was praised for reassuring the teenager, de-escalating the situation, and persuading her to step away from the ledge and wait for help to arrive.
A Coronation Street star is swapping pulling pints at the Rovers for panto, as she has announced for Norwich Theatre Royal's Christmas show. Sleeping Beauty runs at the city venue from Saturday, December the 9th, 2023, until Sunday, January the 7th, 2024. Beverly Callard, best known for playing Liz McDonald in Coronation Street from 1989 to 2020, will take on the role of the evil fairy. She has also appeared on Two Pints of Lager and a Packet of Crisps, as Flo Henshaw, and as a campmate on ITV's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. She said, "My husband John and I made a decision to make our home in Norfolk just over a year ago, and we love the people, the scenery, and the big skies. To be asked to be in the Panto at Norwich Theatre Royal is just fantastic. It is a wonderful theatre and so highly respected." YouTube star and best-selling author Joe Tracini is back in the city for Christmas and will bring his madcap comedy style to the role of the fairy. Richard Gauntlett returns for his 23rd year in the Theatre Royal Panto and will play the Queen, complete with flamboyant dresses and elaborate wigs.
Ryan Reynolds has been spotted filming part of an upcoming Marvel blockbuster at a secret Norfolk location. The 46-year-old actor was visited by his wife, Blake Lively, while shooting Deadpool 3 at a beach in Norfolk. The location, which has not been disclosed, is believed to be Holcombe, which has provided the backdrop for films such as Shakespeare in Love and The Duchess. Reynolds, who plays the title role, is joined in the film by Hugh Jackman. Deadpool 3 was being shot in Norfolk last week and is set to be released in May 2024.